If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane, with Representative Jason Sane.
And good morning. Welcome to All Things Sane here on WSIC. I am your host, State Representative Jason Sane. We are broadcasting live today from the legislative session that kicks off in just about an hour. We're coming back in for the long session. Legislators who've been away for a little while, since about September, October, we got to get out of the building and we were done with the long session. Now North Carolina goes into the short session. Short session started as a means to go back in each year after tax revenues have come in and make budget adjustments. So it's a fine tuning of the budget that we passed last year. There can be additional spending depending on what revenue comes in. So we've seen a little plus up on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But it is great to be back. This morning started with a Republican women's breakfast. Our elected Republican ladies in the House and Senate do a breakfast as we kick off each session. And this one was probably the biggest I've ever been to. Many remarked just how great the crowd was, the support. Myself, Senator Berger, Senator Jim Perry, Senator Bill Rabin were some of the lead sponsors. We were glad to support that. Many, many across both houses were supporters, as was a lot of folks from the private enterprise. So that was at Sullivan Steakhouse this morning, which truthfully, they do a great breakfast. They just don't do it unless it's a private event. So you can't go there for breakfast, but we did this morning. It was a great event. Really, really pleased with the turnout, the excitement that's going on. People are ready to go, but we're ready to go to session. Right now, there's a rules committee that will be happening upstairs. I am a member of the rules committee, but luckily today, it's a non-controversial piece of legislation that will be before the committee. And it's simply a nomination for a board that will be before this. So it's usually pretty standard and go through. And I understand there's not to be much controversy. So, but we will go straight to session at 12 o'clock today. So the minute I get off the air, we go right back into session. So, but it's great to be back. It's great to be back in Raleigh. My staff has been working hard, as you might imagine, as the appropriations chairman. There's a lot of folks knocking on our door these days, trying to get a meeting, trying to see if they can't increase funding and whatever it is that they're representing, or to see if they can get state money for that. That is just the regular course of business as an appropriations chairman. But we'll deal with that. Again, we did see a plus up in our revenues. We try to get it as close to neutral as you can. But, you know, when the economy's booming, the economy's booming. And even with inflation, we've seen a lot of consumer spending in North Carolina, which has contributed to the extra revenue that we see. So we'll determine what to do. I think we've got about $400 million in surplus money and then $1 billion coming behind that next year. We'll make decisions on that and more as we get into the legislative session. Trust me, we are not for need of ask. It's just, can we fulfill as many requests as possible that make sense? And some don't make sense, so we won't do those. But nevertheless, it's been great. It's great to be back. Great to see so many faces. We had a joint caucus, Republican caucus fundraiser yesterday. That's kind of typical of what we do when we come back into town as well. It's a chance to get everyone together where folks can really get a chance to mingle and see each other. It's kind of like the first day of school after coming back after a long break or after coming back after summer break. You haven't seen folks in a while. And you forgot how much you miss them, or sometimes how much you love them, or even sometimes how much you hate them. I'm kidding. No, it is great to see everybody. But last week we had Jackson on the show with us. Phenomenal show. He even took over after the break a couple of times. We pre-recorded that one because we were at the North Carolina Symphony. I am happy to report that was a phenomenal day. Got to go out with our fifth graders from Lincoln County Public Schools. They came into the auditorium there at the James Warren Center. And at that morning for a concert, Carlos, the conductor, was absolutely phenomenal, entertaining, and engaging. Got a lot of the kids up on stage, engaged in what he was, you know, talking about, explaining the various instruments into the symphony, which is why we like having the symphony come to Western North Carolina. Talked to another colleague of mine, Senator Corbin, who is out in the far, far reaches of Western North Carolina. As a matter of fact, he can get to five other capitals sooner than he can get to Raleigh from where he lives in Western North Carolina. But the symphony went out to Clyde, did a similar educational concert there. Also did one in Cabarrus County. So really just spreading the good music that they provide and the education that they provide when they tour. So we were so thankful for that. Glad as an appropriator that we've been able to find money to help them do that. I asked a question several years ago as to why we weren't seeing the symphony in Lincolnton or Hickory or Gastonia or something like that when they would tour. We'd always try to catch them. And the answer was, well, quite frankly, just it's too expensive. And so we were able to allocate some dollars to allow that to happen because we do see the value and just being able to visit and quite frankly, just enrich the community. The folks remarked how lovely Lincolnton downtown was. What a wonderful day that they had, because they come and they stay the day in the area, and then gave the concert at night. I'm also happy to report that the conductor Carlos and I had gone to a dinner prior, and I got to know each other a little bit. And he asked me, he said, "What music do you like?" I said, "I love all the music from Star Wars," and so they played three different selections from Star Wars, which I loved, and the audience really loved as well. And then I told them I also liked Valkyries from Wagner, and they played that as well. So they don't normally take requests, but because we had such a great and engaging conversation, he made it happen, which was a really nice surprise. And you can imagine, big smile on my face, and had my family there. My mom and dad were there, and lots of folks from the community, really to a packed house that evening for the concert. And so it's just great to see, and really do appreciate them being there. They are the North Carolina Symphony. If you ever get a chance to catch them in Raleigh, with some one of their shows here at the Performance Hall, or sometimes I think they go out to the Art Museum, or at least they used to. There's a nice outdoor amphitheater there that they do that. I don't get to see that because they do it on the weekends usually, and I'm usually at home in the district, thankfully, which is where I'd most rather be. But would enjoy one of those concerts outdoors. So we'll see as that develops over the years. Maybe we can do an outdoor concert too as well. But really, just hats off to the North Carolina Symphony. Just one of the many things that the legislature does for you on your behalf. We have a $32 billion budget. We're coming back into session to make adjustments to that budget. There'll be many competing causes and folks who are trying to get our attention. And I'm sure many will succeed. And we'll hopefully get out in a very short fashion. Short session can go for as long as till we get an agreement, but we typically like to wrap it up by July 1, so that for the next budget, as folks in government and who are depending on money that goes out, can depend on the revenues that come from state government and the positions funded that for those folks who work for state government. So. That will be a lot of what we talk about. We'll preview some more highlights as well as we come back from the break. Also talk about that spring game with UNC Charlotte. That was incredible. Jackson and I were talking about that on the last show as well. We got to do that on Saturday. Got to see Coach Biff Poggi and his crew and his wonderful, wonderful group of recruits. We basically went to an air show. It was basically the quarterback airing it out. We saw some great kicking, some great defense. They didn't run any plays. It was all not running plays. It was all passing. But we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to All Things Saved here on WSIC, coming to you from Raleigh today.
More of All Things Sane with NC Representative Jason Sane is coming up on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with NC Representative Jason Sane at 844-STUDIO-4. It's All Things Sane on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane. Representative Jason Sane.
We've got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names.
And welcome back to All Things Sane here on WSIC. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane. It is great to be with you. We are broadcasting live from Raleigh today. It is the building is abuzz with lots of activity. You got it all. You've got activists, you've got concerned citizens, you've got legislators, you've got reporters, all running around trying to get ready for the big day here. We launch at noon today on the House floor. We go back into session officially for the short session. We hope will be mercifully short. We shall see. We'll talk about some of the issues coming up in the short session, but part of that will be, I think, at least from the previews that we've seen, that video lottery terminals or sweepstakes machines that some of you may be more familiar with when termed that way. That's an issue that's been at the forefront in North Carolina, something we've talked about for many, many years, and just trying to find a way to, one, regulate those and to get rid of an underground market. I don't know if we'll get to an agreement this year or not, but it is something that is going to be talked about, I'm sure, profusely. And also, medical marijuana continues to be at the front. Some would say that that's not happening. Others say they've got a better idea that it might be happening. So we shall see what happens there. But those things are coming up. Talking about the spring game, Jax and I talked about the UNC Charlotte spring game in our last broadcast. We were able to go to the field on Saturday. My wife and I and Jackson went. My younger sister even got to bring our nieces, who had never been to a football game at UNC Charlotte. Charlotte's had a football program for 10 years, and my younger sister is also an alum of University of North Carolina Charlotte. And she had never been, and she was just amazed at how much that campus has grown, just wonderful the new facilities are on that side of campus near the stadium. And it really is just a beautiful, beautiful area. And so we took the nieces around after the game. So they got the late night tour of the university. I got to see that. Even went by, you know, her old dorm and my old dorm to say, hey, kids, this is where we kind of grew up there on campus. And so it was a great experience. But really watching the football team was amazing. Defense looked great. The defensive backs looked awesome. Defending against our quarterback, which is not where they'll normally be. They'll be defending against defending other quarterbacks and going after them. But did a heck of a job in this spring practice. What is really just a big practice. But it's a chance for fans to go get a look, see, and then interact on the field afterwards. I thought that was the greatest thing ever, is that not only did we get to see a lot of these new players that have come to UNC Charlotte, whether they're freshmen or transfers, doesn't matter. They're on the team, and they were there putting on a good show for everybody. But afterwards, stayed around for the better part of a couple hours. It felt like I know we were down on the field for a long time, just meeting some of the players, meeting their parents who were there. Which is also fun. And we've got to know a number of the parents just because we've been so engaged and involved with the football team at UNC Charlotte. And Coach Biff Poggi, if you listen to the show, you know, has become one of my dear friends. And he was just absolutely pumped up. Coach Brewster, Coach Oz, you can hear Coach Oz screaming from across the field. He's our defensive coordinator, and he's amazing just to know the zeal with which he performs his job is amazing to watch. So we got all of that and more, and did a little tailgate with friends. Obviously it's a spring game, so it's not a packed house, but the true fans were out there ready to see, ready to check it out. And so that was a lot of fun. And we really, really, really did enjoy that. And spent some time with some of my colleagues. Senator Dave Craven was there, as were others. Representative Jake Johnson hung out with us on the field. And we got to watch it, and we had field access, which is a lot easier to get when it's not a real game. But we were out there standing with the players and talking and interacting with them. So much fun. We got to do that. But it is legislative opening day, and not quite as fun as baseball opening day has been. But we're doing it here in Raleigh nevertheless. But we do hope that this is a short session. The way the budget works, if you've never paid attention to the budget in North Carolina, and if you're not a state employee or it doesn't impact you directly, you might not have. But here's what happens. We plan out a budget. We vote on that in our what we call our long session year. So that was last year. That's the odd numbers years. This year, we alternate between houses. So the Senate gets it every 2 years, and the House gets it every 2 years. And that's just who starts. So that's who does the framework and says, hey, we're going to build a budget here, and then we'll pass it out of one body and send it to the other. And then we'll work on, you know, what it is we need to work on, whatever we're in agreement with, whatever we're not in agreement with, and where we need to come to a compromise and hopefully get a deal and get out of here. So that happened last year. We had a House budget. This was our biennium to be over the budget. The budget is always an interesting process. People ask about process. They want to know, how does it all work? And there's some guidelines, but to say that there's a set process, I'm not sure we can say that, because it does change with the personalities that are involved and how negotiations go. But we got that accomplished, got it out, and then we had some time at home. I know legislators were really thrilled to be at home. Senator Vicki Sawyer, she has her show here on Fridays. Great show. Every now and then I come on as a guest. And, I'm just thinking, I don't know that we've had Senator Sawyer on our show as a guest. Maybe once. But she chairs transportation and lots of other things in the Senate. But she led our Republican Women effort this morning at our breakfast for Republican Women. We raised money for their campaigns, and she did a phenomenal job. And just, quite frankly, I think had the largest that we've ever seen. Senator Berger remarked that was the case. So, excuse me, lots of fun as folks get to see each other. Of course, there's never a need for someone to talk to, because you usually have a line if you're a legislator when you come in, because they haven't been here. But a lot of fun. We'll do that. Got to Raleigh on Monday. Had some meetings at home with one of our fire departments, and then came on up to Raleigh for some more meetings, and got here, and then went to a Hurricanes game, which was phenomenal on Monday night. They were down 3. I went with a buddy of mine, and we're fans, and I didn't grow up a hockey fan, but we've got plenty of hockey fans in North Carolina, and a lot of fans when the team's on a roll. So they're in the playoffs, and they're playing New York, and we were there. And like I say, you thought at first getting in to the game, and as it went on, and it went, they got a goal. The other team, New York, got a goal, and then another goal, and then another goal. And you thought, well, there's just no way we're going to dig out of this. And lo and behold, on a run, a 5-0 run, the Carolina Hurricanes came back and put on a clinic. It was so much fun to watch. I think by far one of the most exciting hockey games I've ever been at. And there's plenty of fights in the stands, which inspired some of the players to start fighting, which was great. It's great to see that kind of fan engagement. I'm kidding, of course, but it did seem like there was a lot of frayed nerves, and it might have been alcohol involved with a few of them. But luckily, we were not involved in any altercations whatsoever. Though I did, there's two ladies sitting beside us, and they look to be probably in their mid to early 20s. And I was watching them as they sat beside of us and engage about with the players and going, hey, that's my guy. If he does this, then I win. And so I casually asked, I said, are you perhaps sports betting on this game? And they were like, oh my gosh, and they just graduated. One had graduated NC State, one had graduated ECU, and their friends, as they were telling us, and they're both bartending right now. So they're looking for their, permanent job. But as they're doing that, they're bartending. They said, you know, we've talked to so many people that come in, and they're sports betting, and they're watching the Hurricanes on television there at the bar, that we've all of a sudden become Hurricanes fans. And when we realized that we could place a bet on it, then we've really enjoyed it, and they're following a lot of the players. So I thought it was interesting. I let them know that, hey, I was involved in the sports betting bill, but which is kind of fun to see. They said, no, we've never been to a game until we really got engaged on the sports betting side. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, how much do you generally bet? How much do you have you lost? And no, we're actually up. And I think they so far had been working with about $75. So purely entertainment for them, but they really enjoyed it. And they said it just gives them so much more to be involved and engaged in the game. So that made me feel pretty good, because it's been a big thing. We've seen the revenues that have come in from sports betting far surpassing what was imagined from those that make predictions. But I felt it would do better than they predicted. I didn't know it'd do so well, but that was fun. And the Hurricanes, they're on a roll. Hopefully they can get through the playoffs and get to the finals and win it. But, if you'd asked me 20 years ago, well, what's the successful sports team in North Carolina that's making a run in the playoffs? I wouldn't have said ever a hockey team, because they weren't here. But two, to think that North Carolina's come such a long way in embracing hockey, my experience and my exposure was when I was at NC State, and I had a roommate from New Jersey who was a rabid hockey fan, loved it, and got me interested in it. We used to go out to the old Raleigh Ice Caps. Those games were played at Dorton Arena at the State Fairgrounds, and that's when I got my first chance to see a hockey game live. And now if I'm in a town and they're playing, I try to check it out and watch it. But a lot of fun, and it's great, really great for North Carolina, great for the Raleigh area for sure. Like I said, the fans were fanatical, as one might say. But we shall see. Now we've seen some good movement on the Panthers. Hopefully that improves this next season. I know my UNC Charlotte 49ers are going to do well. We're looking at a couple of things, too, with all the revenue coming in to the state from sports betting. Looking at the investments we've already made in some of the athletic departments in North Carolina, one of the things that I'd like to do is take a further look at that, see if we can assist with that, with the revenue shares that we've developed. And we kept Carolina and NC State out of the first movement there just because they are such big schools and so successful. But maybe relook at that. I think there's some state fans and some Carolina fans that might help me do that. But we shall see. We're talking all things sane here at the Legislative Building here on this Wednesday. We go into session at 12 o'clock, but we'll be right back for the next portion of the show. Stay tuned.
Keep it right here. All Things Sane with NC Representative Jason Sane will return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. It's All Things Sane with North Carolina Representative Jason Sane on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Being Sane with Representative Jason Sane.
And welcome back to All Things Sane. I am your host, State Representative Jason Sane. Bill, back in the studio, just so you know, I'm having a little trouble with my headphones, but I can look at the timer and I think we can get this right. It is great to be with you. We are broadcasting live from Raleigh. We're here at the Legislative Building. It is day one, not even day one yet, because it hasn't kicked off yet at 12 o'clock, but the first day of the legislative short session. When the General Assembly comes back into town, we look at revenues that have come in. We make budget adjustments. We might have a little bit more money to fund things that we wanted to fund more of before we left. We'll look at new requests and so forth. But that will happen as we go into that session. It is great to be back. When you haven't seen your friends in a while, folks that you get along with fabulously most days, and then sometimes it's great to take a little break from some of those other folks. But we are glad to be back. I know there was a little bit of dread at my household. Catherine and I were talking on Sundays, just, now we got to get into the readjust our schedules to fit the legislative calendar versus our home calendar and work schedule. But we get it done, as do many other legislators. It's not without its challenges, but we do enjoy most of the time. And it's certainly great to work with so many wonderful people that we get to meet and interact with on a daily basis. Being an appropriator, that oftentimes means you're in a room late at night, just going through the details of budgets and finding out what requests are coming in and making a decision over which one's better than the other one and which one's going to make it, which one's not. So it's an incredibly important and powerful position to be in, and you try to make the best decisions that you can given the information that you have. So we do that, but there will be a number of things on the legislative agenda this year, this short session. One that comes to mind, that's top of mind, is medical marijuana. State Senator Bill Rabin, who has had personal experience in terms of needing medical marijuana to treat what was happening to him, it changed his mind. And he gave a powerful testimony last year in the Senate as they moved that bill over to the House. The House is not taking it up. My caucus, and that's no secret, you can read about it in the newspapers, has a divided view on that. And so as folks have had time during the interim to either make up their minds for or make up their minds against, that will play into how that bill proceeds forward. But reminding everyone that a budget is in place, and so the legislature doesn't actually have to do a whole lot in terms of how state government is running. That's sort of on automatic at this point. But we do like to come in, you know, new needs arise, new things pop up, and or you find out, you know, information, money reverts that couldn't be spent or something might have come in. Believe it or not, every now and then in state government, something comes in under budget. So that all plays into the availability of the money that we have to spend in terms of where we'll put that. So those discussions will happen. There will be some back and forth. You know, as Speaker Moore said at breakfast this morning, he said that, you know, it was going to be a short session just as long as the Senate goes along with everything the House wants. And in a perfect world, it would work that way. Unfortunately, as I tell my Boy Scouts who I teach merit badges and have for years on civics, that there's the version of government that we see. We think about the I'm just a bill, the ABC song cartoon that would tell you about how government works. And that's the bill that's going to become a law possibly in Washington, D.C., and he sinks you through the process. That's part of the process. It doesn't account for personalities and legislative priorities for some members over others. And so those things get a little delicate, and it certainly gives our Raleigh press corps something to report. If it was just, you know, everyone got along great and everyone agreed with everyone, there wouldn't be much to cover. But that's not the case here in Raleigh. And it never is, and it shouldn't be. That's the way the democracy was, or the republic was set up to operate, is to have that back and forth, to debate, to talk, to finally reach an agreement, hopefully. And sometimes maybe the best agreement's not getting to an agreement and things stall. I know with sports betting, it took us quite some time, took several sessions to get that passed. We did, though, after getting the input and feedback from colleagues to get to a better product and ultimately, get it passed and get it law of the land. So you'll see a lot of that when I mentioned the medical marijuana bill. You know, as the rules chairman, if you don't understand how the process works, he's the rules chairman in the Senate. Rules chairman in both houses are kind of the traffic cops. So unless that chairman, that rules chairman decides to put something on an agenda, a bill can die just simply by not being acted upon. And so with this being an important piece of legislation, Senator Raven, and I don't pretend to speak for him, but he's a good friend, I know that he will insist that his bill get heard and get a vote. And that as that plays itself out, we'll see how many House bills that are sitting over the Senate move and or how many don't, as the case may be. So, you know, politics is explained to me in my very first political science class at NC State was politics is about who gets what, when, and how. And so that's what we will see, who gets what, when, and how. We'll know more about that. So I do want to tell you that you can get our newsletter. We put that out every week where you see a recap of what's happening in District 97 in Lincoln. Even if you don't live in District 97, we're glad to put you on that newsletter list because you find out a lot about what's happening in state government. You can do that by just simply writing us at jason.sane, S-A-I-N-E, at ncleg.gov. That's ncleg, ncleg.gov. And just say, hey, I'd like to be put on the newsletter. And you'll receive our e-newsletter. We send it out once a week while we're in session. When we're not in session, we may not have as much to report. And we can only report. We don't do the politics. It's not a campaign thing. We can't do that. We use our office to do that. So we're forbidden to do that. And so we don't do that. But what you do receive is information about what's happening in the district and also what's happening here in Raleigh. And we're glad to share that. Jennings in my office, she and I kind of coordinate that together. This coming week, you'll see a lot of information about my time at the Timken Company on Saturday. On Saturday was their 45th anniversary celebration, and my father worked 27 years at the Timken Company as a machine mechanic on these very complicated machines that they used to create, ultimately, tapered roller bearings, and that's their product, and they've been in Lincolnton now for 45 years, celebrated their 45th anniversary. I got to speak, kick it off. Marty is a good friend, manager over there at Timken, and the folks over there invited me to come speak because I have a connection with the company as well. And during the summers between NC State and UNC Charlotte, during those summers, I would work at the Timken Company on third shift. I'd take classes at Gaston College in the mornings. I usually got two of those college-level classes, And then we go in at night at 11 p.m. and go to work. And I set tools and loaded steel on the machines there. I really loved it because I it's not like something I had done before. Got to learn a lot about the company. So I have a connection there. And then my brother-in-law now is an employee of the Timken Company. He's a process engineer with them there at the Lincoln plant. But they have a plant in Asheboro, North Carolina. They I think they're shutting the one down in Gaffney because depending on what they were making there. So the company shifts and, of course, shifts with the market. But I also learned that if you have a Ford truck, my brother-in-law has, I think it's maybe a Raptor. Anyway, he's got a Ford truck. But the assembly for the bearings and so forth are made right there at Timken. So it's pretty interesting when you find out what all they're making and what all products it goes into. But they're a huge company based out of Ohio and came here, you know, they're in the 70s and have provided and still provide a lot of jobs for folks in the Lincoln County area. And so we really do appreciate them. Wish them the best on their 45th anniversary, but it was great to be a part of that. They had a barbecue lunch and we got to see a lot of friends that haven't seen in a while. And that was fun being there with them on Saturday and visiting and took a plant tour. Our son, Jackson, had never taken the plant tour. So he got to see where his grandfather used to work and where his uncle works now. And it's great. He was very impressed with all the automation that's there at the company. I was at a different industry tour not long ago, and they were using a robot, basically a whole warehouse situation, basically using robotics to pick product and put it onto their trucks. And it was a new technology for that company. But I had to think when I was touring it. I said, I've been watching Timken do this for years. They have an area called High Rise where product is stored, and you get to watch the picker go out there and pick up the product and so forth. So anyway, lots of fun stuff. And I got to take him out to Heat Treat, which Heat Treat is where they basically heat treat the parts and make them stronger. And they're fired up red hot. And so that was a lot of fun. Hey, and for those listening at home, really do appreciate seeing some emails come in as we speak. I appreciate that. And again, if you want to get the newsletter, it's jason.sane@ncleg.gov. We send that out every Sunday. And hopefully fill your inbox with good information, nothing too extraneous and nothing that will that you'll see as junk. We try to put some really good information, really, that you can use and find out about state government, what's happening. So we do that again every week, and glad to have you enjoy that newsletter with us if you're so inclined. We do this every Wednesday. We're doing it this Wednesday today from the legislative building as we kick off that legislative session here at 12 o'clock. So just about 15 minutes, we go to the House floor, which you can watch on YouTube because of a bill I put forward a couple of years ago with Representative Destin Hall to provide transparency here at the legislature. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening here on WSIC.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more All Things Sane, hosted by NC Representative Jason Sane on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now more of All Things Sane with North Carolina Representative Jason Sane on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
And welcome back to All Things Sane. I am your host, State Representative Jason Sane. We are broadcasting live today from the North Carolina Legislature. We are gearing up for the short session. It's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully mercifully short. It's going to be a beautiful summer. I have a boat that now has been repaired because the starter was out. If you listen to Jackson and I a couple of weeks ago, I guess last week, I was telling the story about how we went out on Saturday and didn't quite get a running boat. So we had a starter that had actually been a little bit underwater. We had some water issues last year. So I guess it finally got it. But it is now repaired and ready to go out on the lake. Now, that didn't stop us. I just borrowed a boat from a friend and we had a good time. But nevertheless, we're ready to get out on the lake. But before that, we've got business to take care of here in Raleigh, which we intend to do. And we will do as we look at the short session, doing those budget adjustments that will come up I mentioned that medical marijuana is probably a big issue that will be on the forefront of many legislators' minds, and certainly Senator Rabin, who has pushed for it, with a very regulated bill that it's not about recreational marijuana, it is about medicine, but it would introduce some nuances to North Carolina law, something that hasn't been there before, but it is something that is top of mind, and I get a lot of communications on it, emails and so forth. Not always out of my district, but certainly it's something that North Carolinians are looking at, and we appreciate that. But you can call the studio, 844-STUDIO-4. We'll try to coordinate as best we can, as I am remote here at the Legislative Building. But glad to be here, glad to be have you listening today. If you catch us on the podcast later, just know that it is has been busy. It will be busy. You know, busy, it's a hurry up and do a lot of nothing at first, because what will then happen today, later this afternoon, appropriation chairs from the House will meet with folks from the governor's budget office, talk with them about what they see as far as where they there should be some increases, decreases, change of priorities, and so forth. We'll get that. We'll receive that from the governor's folks. It's an an informal meeting. It's not an official public meeting, but then the governor will put out his information, what he wants to see. We take that as appropriations chairman and digest that, and then look at what we think are priorities. And hopefully somewhere in this whole process on down the road, we get to an agreement in tall order and then get a budget out. And then we can spend more time on the lake and do fun things at home and go on vacation. But we'll see. Hope springs eternal here at the legislature. Someone says, well, you always say it's going to be a short session. And we do always say that. But hopefully this time we really, really, really mean it. Now, when you've got 170 people and trying to get agreement between those folks, it doesn't always just happen conveniently fast. But nevertheless, I always say that whatever disagreements we have, I do believe that most folks are pretty sincere in their points of view and where they're coming from. Folks just like me get elected to represent their districts, and not all districts are the same. We have our priorities and other districts have theirs. So we try to be respectful of that, understand it, and try to meet somewhere in the middle. I get, as folks talk to me and want policy change, they go, well, you got to go up there and you got to change that law. You got to do this. Well, that would be great if I could just do it all by myself. But we all readily admit, or at least we should, if we're smart legislators, that nothing changes on its own. So I really do appreciate those who listen. I just got a nice note from a listener and said that the Timken Company is also in Rutherford County, and absolutely correct, they are. I was talking with one of the folks from the Timken Company in Ohio, and that was his next stop for his week. So he was going to be in the area, but Rutherford County, I told you that Lincoln County, Randolph County has a facility as well, but employ a lot of people. And look, it's been great to my family. You know, when we think about the industry that's been in North Carolina, I kind of get it twofold. My mother's an independent business person, and my dad worked for a company worked for the Timken Company for 27 years. Prior to that, he was in textiles. So it was a great transition as textiles were changing for him to still have to be gainfully employed and to be employed for so long. We met so many people on Saturday who had worked 15 and 20 and 25 years at Timken Company. It's just phenomenal to think in this day and age that people will stay with the company that long, which tells you a little bit about how they treat their people. And if they treat their people well, they like to stay and be productive. And I know my dad enjoyed it, though he was ready for retirement when he got there. He had other things to do. But he does come back every year that they have an open house like that, and particularly this year on a 45th anniversary. It was just really neat to see so many of my dad's friends that we've known over the years and grew up with. And then, of course, I got to see some folks that I used to work with. And then my brother-in-law is very proud of where he works and to show us what he was doing. So you don't see that a lot, but in North Carolina, you can still do that because we are pretty friendly to business in North Carolina, which means we have a lot more jobs, and we're doing so much better, which explains the surplus that we have. It was announced last week that we have about a $400 million surplus that we will decide on how to prioritize and where we need to shore up things. Now, we are cutting taxes, and that's kind of baked into the cake as well. As we hit revenue triggers, and we are, as we continue to run these surpluses, the personal income tax and corporate income tax go down. So that ratchets down So those are in place as well. I took the opportunity to explain it to someone on Sunday who had read that there was the surplus and want to know how quickly and how soon we could be cutting his taxes, which I then explained to him that we already are, because we do count on these revenue the revenue being going well, and that things are going well for the state. And when that happens, we put into law last session that we have those revenue triggers that will continue to de-escalate the taxes that are in North Carolina. I went back and looked in that conversation at a chart. And when I first came to the legislature in North Carolina, 7.5% was a tax on personal income. We're getting that down, eventually get down to about, I think it's 2.99 or 2.5. I have to go back and look at my chart. We've got it on the schedule. And of course, we're doing other things too as well, making it so that this economy is most friendly to those who want to be productive and then can fund the things that we need for the good of everybody. We talked about the symphony, but that's just one part of it. Roads, had a conversation last night here at the legislature, and someone asked, you know, they were from not North Carolina, they were from out of town. And, he was remarking about how beautiful downtown Raleigh was and just how it seemed to be just growing by leaps and bounds since the last time he had been here. And he said, how do you keep up with the infrastructure? And in a way, you kind of have to giggle, because it's not funny, the fact that it's hard, but it's the assumption is we do. And it's hard to keep up with the infrastructure that was put in 20 and 30 years ago, and to make way for new folks who are coming because of all the other opportunities that are here in North Carolina. But getting those roads, you can't get them built fast enough. It's like high-speed broadband. I always say that we're coming your way, but it's probably not going to be fast enough for you by the time we get there, because you want it yesterday, not hurry up and wait. And so if you live in the Lake Norman area, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you've had to sit on I-77 or Highway 150 or Highway 16. A reporter asked me the other day about, you know, funding priorities, and I just gave him an honest moment. I said, "Look, we have to fund things all across the state, and there's reasons to do that. But if you made me dictator for a day, I have to sit on 150 a lot, and that would probably be my first priority. And unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, it doesn't work that way. We have to work with everyone else. But it will be fun to get into the session. The Senate, has said that." They want to be in and out fairly quickly. I hope that we are. It is an election year. We'll have a presidential election year. I always say that the more the legislature's in session, the more chances are that we might mess up something that you really like. We do a lot of good, but it is, depending on your perspective, sometimes you don't get to enjoy every part of that. And so we really want to get in and out. And the House and Senate have both said that the leadership on both sides have said, "Hey, that's our goal." So we'll see what we accomplish there. BLTs, another big ticket item that's coming up. That is the video lottery terminal. So watch for that. That's going to be interesting. It seems like because I don't have a problem with gambling necessarily, a lot of that does come to me just as a thought leader on it. We don't have a lot of those sweepstakes parlors in Lincoln County, but was very shocked as I drove through southern parts of Columbus, Robeson County. On our way back from Myrtle Beach, we had to take a different route the day we came back over spring break, a big rainstorm, and there's some delays and some flooding. And and I don't even remember the highway number, but I'd never been in this particular route through those counties. Been to those counties, but never been through this particular route. And was just kind of shocked at, you know, every couple of miles, one of these pop up, what essentially becomes a mini casino, were out there. And we know it's happening. And the Sheriff's Association and sheriffs across the state have had problems over the years figuring out what the law looks like. The operators try to adjust their software so that it complies with whatever's in the law, but sometimes it's what's not in the law that's the issue. So we're trying to tackle that. And that has been Representative Harry Warren in the House has worked on this issue a lot over the years, just trying to find a way that could, one, make most folks happy, but two, also provide the needed oversight and regulation so that you don't have an underground economy here in the state of North Carolina. So those are the big ticket items. There'll be other things. There always are, and we'll see how that goes. But It is fun to be back with friends here at the Legislative Building. You can watch us on YouTube, and many folks don't know this. A lot of times, if you're a personal friend on Facebook, I try to keep it personal on Facebook, but I have a Facebook page that's the public interface. But when I think about it on occasion, when there's things that I think will be interesting to people at home, when they want to watch what's happening, we put that up online and send the link. But you can find it, the House anyway, broadcast live on YouTube. So you just look for that live feed. We're glad to share that with you. I also say that sometimes, for the folks who don't have cable, need something to watch, here we are. We're glad to do that for you too. So, but catch us anytime. We'll broadcast probably from here on to the end of session, probably from this room right here, or we're getting a new piece of equipment that allows us to go around the building. But we'll bring you all things sane every Wednesday. We always appreciate you listening here on WSIC. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.